The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And it is Tuesday. We're going to be joining Congressman William Timmons a little bit earlier this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great. I will say 7:30 is a lot better than 6:30, in my opinion.
You're telling me. I appreciate
you letting me come on early. My flight takes off at 7:25, so it's important that I call in and say hello, but I do need to make my flight.
Absolutely. And you're headed back to Washington as we begin wrapping up 2020. None too soon, by the way. So what's the priorities? What will you guys be working on this week?
Well, the government runs out of money in 11 days, and we did a continuing resolution. So the question is, are we going to fully fund the government, or are we going to do another continuing resolution? We also are working on another COVID relief package, and at top of mind is the National Defense Authorization Act. We've got to pass that as well. So we've got a lot of work to do, and the Speaker has said that she's going to keep us in town until we finish it. So, you know, I think we're going to get something done. The question is what?
All right. So is there a chance that we could be facing another government shutdown?
I would be shocked. You know, I don't think anybody wants that. The question is, what kind of arm twisting is going to happen between now and then? And, you know, whether we get everything done or we just kick the can down the road and do another continuing resolution that would just extend previously set government spending limits for another month or two and deal with it next year. But every time we do that, it costs every federal agency, you know, 10-15% more because they can't plan. Everybody knows that part of spending effectively is planning long term. And when we don't allow the Pentagon or any other executive agency to plan their spending, they have to make decisions that they wish they didn't have to make.
Yeah. Is it a fair assessment to assume that this, though, is what the Speaker and the Democrats want to happen to get into the new year with the idea that they're hopeful that Joe Biden will be sworn in January and then he'll put his mark on the next spending?
Yeah, that is a real possibility. But at the end of the day, we've got to get something done. So the question is, how long would it be? And, you know, I think that, fingers crossed, we'll see. I'm hopeful that we can get our job done and not just kick the can for another month or two.
Yeah. And what does the I know there's been a lot of back and forth. You guys have been talking quite a bit, literally. There's been discussion for months now on additional funding for the coronavirus. What does the package look like right now, and any chance of that passing before the end of the year?
Well, I would say that's probably more important than, you know, permanent spending for the rest of the fiscal year. But, you know, originally the talks were $800 billion by the Senate Majority Leader and $3.5 trillion by the Speaker. So that's come down. Last I heard, she was around $2 trillion. So I would expect something around $1.4 trillion. And, you know, it's going to be another round of PPP loans. It's going to be some more targeted relief for businesses that have been adversely affected by COVID. The whole idea is the CARES Act was just a sweeping large amount of money that affected everyone, and a lot of people didn't need any assistance. They hadn't lost any income. So there's going to be an income loss component to this, and you know, the businesses that have been hurt most hopefully will get some additional relief. And you know, the vaccine has already been released. You know, they should be implementing that in the next month or two, and then we'll get on the other side of COVID and get our lives back.
Yep. Well, and Congressman, on our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons, it's been widely reported a number of times now that there's still so much money, literally billions of dollars, out there in bank accounts with various government entities that hasn't been spent. I mean, they've almost been begging people, and in some cases, literally advertising for people to apply for the money. How do we get that money redirected to people who actually need it? I mean, it seems like they're having a hard time spending it.
Joey, the Democrats' priorities right now are to do just an enormous amount of relief to state and local governments that have been mismanaged for decades, and you know it's not related to COVID. So they're essentially using the fact that they have a way to force the Republicans' hands to get something they want. Never let a crisis go to waste. We all know the famous words. So that's where we are, and they want to. It's sad. I mean, it really is disgraceful that Congress will not act. PPP loans for people that are out of work and for businesses that need them and for people that are out of work, unemployment assistance, we all want to do that. Everybody wants to do it. And it should have been done months ago. And it's disgraceful that we have not been able to act. And I'm hopeful that we'll get something done this week.
Yeah. All right, let's shift gears here for just a moment, Congressman, as more states or have renewed or considering renewing restrictions, in some cases lockdowns, including church services. The Supreme Court last week, with the addition of Justice Amy Coney Barrett, ruled that that's not going to happen. Previously, the justice had kind of deferred to state governors, but in the case with Governor Cuomo in New York, the Supreme Court said you can't block the church services. You want to comment on that?
Well, I think it's exactly why we elected President Donald Trump. We have a Supreme Court that's doing their job. No government entity can restrict businesses from operating, can restrict churches from being open. They can tell people that it's in their best interest to stay home because of COVID. But at the end of the day, I just fundamentally disagree with that. If you are sick or if you are particularly vulnerable, you need to stay home. Everybody else needs to go to work. Kids need to go to school. This is not complicated, and these liberal governors and mayors that are trying to run people's lives, they can't even run their own budget, and they're trying to tell businesses and churches and people that they need to do X, Y, Z. The government is the problem. It's not the solution. That's why I ran for Congress, and that will be my mantra as long as I'm in public service. The government needs to get out of the way. They can tell people that COVID is dangerous and it affects these people, and these are the numbers of who has been fallen ill and who has passed away because of it. But at the end of the day, we have to make our own decision. The likelihood of a healthy person dying of COVID is less than probably 50 other things they could die of. So, yeah. I mean, take precautions if you are particularly vulnerable, but we got to get to work, and I'm just happy that the Supreme Court sees it that way as well.
Yeah, and they're such hypocrites when they do this. I mean, just yesterday, Governor Cuomo, in his weekly news conference, standing there, this time it was indoors, standing there telling everyone to wear a mask, yet he didn't wear a mask in this enclosed room, kind of under fire, and other all around the country, like in Los Angeles, as they closed down restaurants last week. Literally, one of the L.A. County commissioners or whatever, the council members or whatever they call them there, literally voted to close down restaurants, left the meeting, and went out to dinner. I mean, hypocrites.
It's a sad state of affairs in our country right now, but, I think that this is causing people to rethink what they believe the role of government is, and giving power to a few bureaucrats and a few elected officials is not in the best interest of this country. And we're gonna keep working hard to get our country back on track, and hope for the best.
Congressman William Timmons, always good to check in with you. Hey, be safe as you head back to our nation's capital, and thank you for what you do.
So I look forward to talking to you next week. Hopefully we'll have some good news.
That's go to D.C. and find some good news for us, Congressman.
Yes, sir. Have a great week.
All right, you be safe. Have a blessed day.